This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 656, How to Excel at Writing Like Elias.
You are listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. We believe in connection, not perfection, and we're here to show you how to get the score that you need on your next IELTS exam. Find out why our strategies are the most powerful in the IELTS world and get your free video masterclass at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. Now, let's get to the show.
Today you'll meet Elias, our most recent writing wizard winner, and find out how much you should practice writing to reach the highest levels. Hello, awesome IELTS Energy listeners. We have an awesome writing guest today. I think you all will learn a lot from this person because Elias won the Writing Wizard Contest this month. And guys,
yay.
It's amazing. I thought yay when I read it because it was so good. Elias, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
So tell us, Elias, why are you taking IELTS?
So I've been following IELTS Energies for about a year. And my main purpose for taking IELTS is that I want to immigrate to Canada.
Okay, awesome. So you are aiming for that elusive 8777, right?
Indeed.
Okay. Now, have you taken IELTS before or will this be your first time?
First time ever.
Okay, rad. Awesome. So let's talk about your writing. Okay, before you got into the course, had you done much writing in English?
Well, I've been taking classes in English for about 8 years or 10 years since childhood. So I haven't been doing writing as of like a specific to IELTS, so like essays and letters and whatnot.
Right.
But I've been keeping in touch with the language, you know.
Yeah.
And that's helping me. That's what I think that helped me through this process a lot.
Okay, awesome. So let's talk about your process of writing this essay. I first just want to share some of the amazing sentences with our listeners. Guys, you definitely want to keep some notes today while you're listening because there's some awesome, awesome phrases. Okay, so the question this month was, supermarkets and grocers should focus on selling more locally sourced goods. To what extent do you agree or disagree? Elias, was this difficult for you to write this essay?
The topic itself was not, but given the fact that I was doing it at work during my lunchtime, it was tough because a bunch of people stomping on me, and then I just had to stop writing and then follow, like trying to keep in mind what I had before.
Yeah.
It was challenging, but I think I nailed it.
No, you totally, well, that's why you won. No, for sure. Guys, well, geez, you have to fit it in when you can. I mean, I'm sure a lot of listeners out there are also busy with work and such. And I mean, look at Elias as, you know, a role model here, trying to fit in a task two essay at lunchtime or whatever.
Yeah.
You have to like carve out that time where you can. Okay, awesome. But you said that it only took you like just over 40 minutes to write this?
Yeah, it was 43 to 45, if I remember correctly.
Okay, that's amazing. Okay, so one of the reasons why you won was the very clear and direct organization of the body paragraphs, like really specific support. So I'm just going to read a bit of paragraph two, all right?
Okay.
So So stand by, Elias. I'm going to read some of your amazing words for our listeners. Okay, so we start with the topic sentence, of course. Regarding those who hold that offering more in-house products is the best approach, there are many reasons. Okay, so perfect topic sentence. And then everything is linked so well. So I see transition phrases like, one supportive claim is that, and then more specifically, every sentence has a transition phrase. Also in that way, guys, okay, here's the first thing we can learn from Elias. You can never have too many linking words. That doesn't happen in IELTS. So
yeah.
Like, Elias, was it difficult for you to like organize your ideas like this and have such great cohesion coherence?
You know, before taking three keys, I didn't have a clue about what should I be writing about. So it was mainly getting into three keys helped me to outline my mind before writing. So brainstorming is the most important part of the writing yeah. for the essay, right?
Oh my gosh. Yeah, for sure. I agree completely. I mean, when I'm reading essays, I can totally tell if somebody brainstormed or not. I mean, guys, like you could tell. Examiners know from your essay. Because if you don't plan, if you don't brainstorm, then your essay is so disorganized. And then like people start second guessing themselves and students are like, oh gosh, I need to fit another idea in because this is so great.
Yeah. Okay, like, and so anxiety comes in.
Yeah, exactly. And guys, I mean, you're not graded on how many ideas you have. You're graded on having only a few ideas and organizing them very well. and how specific the ideas are, right? So for example, in that second body paragraph, Elias wrote, let's see, this development is leading to having more influx of money to the pockets of day-to-day clients. And you go on about like increasing purchasing power, more jobs available in small and family-owned companies, comparing it to big box retailers, just amazing. So good. So guys, you can hear how direct his points are and how specific he gets to like applying these to real world situations, right? So Elias, did it take you a while to be comfortable with the brainstorming process? Like, was this something you had to practice?
Yeah, of course, definitely. I did around 20 to 25 essays before attempting to do the writing research. So it was a lot of time.
Oh my gosh. Okay. but guys, I mean, yeah, no, go ahead.
Yeah, but that's it. That's the thing. You know, you have to, it's like the motto from Three Keys. You have to simplify, practice, and go ahead. Like, there's no other way around it.
This is true. Yeah. Exactly. No, but it's so true though. Guys, like you can't reach a level of 7 or higher without a lot of practice, a lot of hard work. And you know, I've had some students say like, well, but in the study plan, you didn't tell me to write an essay every day. And you know what? Like it really is up to the person how many times you want to practice and how you apply yourself to the different practices, right? Like, so some people will want to do more listening practice because that's their weakest point. And maybe they're more confident in reading and they're like, that's easy, I got it. So like to some extent, you do have to personalize your study plan to fit in all the practice you need, especially if you're aiming for such a high score. Hello, future IELTS test takers. If you want to know exactly how to organize your time and what you need to do for that 7 or higher in IELTS, get our 3 keys system. Go to allearsenglish.com/basic or allearsenglish.com/coach. Okay, so that's the next question. How, as a working adult, how do you find time to do 20 to 25 essays?
Yeah. I turn into a night owl during my...
a night owl. Okay.
Yeah, a night owl.
So you're sacrificing some sleep.
Yeah, kind of.
Okay. Well, there's another lesson. Sometimes we have to sacrifice. But Elias, don't do that for like the 2 weeks before your exam, right? You need to be well rested.
Yeah. I'm before my test day, which was December 1st. The week before, I tried to have a set practice schedule so that I don't go way too overflowed with things to do, you know?
Good. Yes. Yeah.
So I just split it up through the week. So first listening, then reading, and then writing, then speaking practice.
That is perfect. That is perfect advice, you guys. In fact, I just met with a personal coach student this morning who said he was doing like a practice test every day. And I was like, no, stop doing that.
That's hard, man.
I know, right? Guys, but this is a really good lesson though, because that anxiety does, it can become overwhelming, mm-hmm. right? The closer you get to your exam. And some people want to deal with that by just adding more test practice. And that is not the way to go. It will end up decreasing your score if you practice too much. Mm-hmm. I mean, just hands down, 100%, that's what's going to happen. So take a page from Elias's book here and take like one practice test and divide it up over the whole week. That's awesome. Mm-hmm. Elias, how do you feel like you did on your exam?
You know, I think I did great. I was in time to do the three things in writing. So first of brainstorming and then planning and then writing. So I did all the three steps.
Awesome.
So I had time to finish up everything, the letter and the essay within the 1 hour limit time.
Okay. Perfect.
But the thing that got me was listening, because it was, oh man, it was hard. It was definitely
really
hard. Yeah.
Okay. Well, you know what? Sometimes you don't know how you did. You think you did poorly and you get your results and they're amazing. Yeah. So
let's hope for
let's
the best.
Exactly. We'll just keep our fingers crossed. Okay. And Elias, you have to tell me your scores when you get them. You know that, right?
Yeah, I will.
Okay. All right. So let's get just a couple more tips for our listeners here on how they can develop such amazing writing. Vocabulary. I mean, of course, vocab is one of the biggest reasons why you won the Writing Wizard contest. So Elias, do you have any strategies for learning such a wide range of high-level vocab?
Yeah, so it's a matter of just trying to keep yourself reading lots of different stuff. So
yeah,
you can read newspapers, read novels, and then keep a vocabulary notebook for you to practice using it. So that's the main thing for me, like reading newspapers a lot and then reading novels. I find, and then reading novels, it's not just doing it for the test. I mean, I like reading novels, both in Spanish and in English.
Well, that's a very positive side. Elias, tell us the last novel you read in English.
It was Scorched Trials by James Dashner. This book about a dystopian future. I think there's a movie about it, because it's called The Maze Runner. I think you may.
Oh, yeah.
It. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Cool. Oh, my gosh. Anything about a dystopian future is right up my alley. I read all those stories. I watch all those movies. Okay.
Awesome. I love it.
All right, Elias, do you have any last tips for future IELTS test takers out there?
Yeah, so it's just a matter of focusing on your goals and why you're taking IELTS. It's for higher purpose, you know? And you have to keep in mind that, because or you will flounder, you know? You will find yourself losing your positivism.
Yeah,
like,
totally.
It's going to be an uphill battle for you if you don't keep the higher goal for in your mind, you know?
For sure. Oh, my gosh. So much great stuff came out of your mouth just then. Even my dog is excited.
Hello, Austin.
I know, right? Everybody say hello, Ozzy. Okay. So, guys, I just want to pick out a couple phrases, first of all, that Elias used just then. Flounder, that is such a great verb for to be like just lost, yeah. right? I picture somebody just like almost drowning in water and just flailing their arms, right? Like you're doing a bunch of stuff, but you're confused and lost at the same time. Yeah. So that's a great verb. And also an uphill battle. And for real, like, I mean, that's an easy idiom to understand because it's almost, you can picture it. You know what an uphill battle would feel like.
Yeah.
But guys, if you are feeling that IELTS is an uphill battle, what's missing is what Elias is talking about. Keeping this positive goal in your mind and staying motivated. I mean,
yeah, that's the word I was looking for.
Yeah, that's, I was going to say it, but you were on a roll. So I was like, don't interrupt Elias. Okay, guys, if you want to seek out the same motivating preparation that Elias had with Three Keys, remember there's a bonus waiting for podcast listeners. Go to allearsenglish.com/basic or allearsenglish.com/coach. Okay, Elias, I'm so glad we got to talk and do this, and I can't wait to hear your scores.
Yeah, it's gonna be by this time next week.
Ooh, I'm so excited. Okay, Elias, let me know how you do, okay?
Yeah.
All right, have a good day.
You too, bye-bye. Thank you.
Bye.
Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again and see you soon.